not sure what I'm going after.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm Lucy Melman, your host for the next hour. Hope everyone's doing really well on this Monday. It's one of the last ones of the semester, which is kind of horrible to think about. I know a lot of people are pro-semester ending, and I get it. I have a lot of work, which also makes me pro-semester ending. But then I think about, like, it's so weird to think that so much time went by, and then I start to get into this whole, like, weird existential spiral where I'm like, oh my god, I just finished the first semester of my junior year, and I'm abroad, which means that that's, like, a whole crazy thing. And then I'm back, and I'm a senior, and that sounds awful. Like, what? So, now I'm thinking about it again. That's the problem. I should not be allowed to ever think about any of this stuff, ever. I don't know who allowed me to do that. So this is one of the... back to what I was saying and why I started this whole existential spiral is that this is one of the last shows of the semester. I will be back next Monday, but I actually do not know when I'm going home, so I'm not sure if there will be a Monday after that. Maybe, because it's like the 19th. That's like fairly early, right? Or is it not? I don't know. I will definitely see you next week, all things permitting. But maybe that's the last one of the semester, and then the last one until I'm a senior. Or maybe until the summer after junior year. There's a lot of what-ifs going on right now. And that's probably enough of me talking. That's like a whole 2 or 3 minutes of me just talking. Spotify Wrapped came out recently, as anyone would probably know. And my top song of the year was Candy by Feeble Little Horse, so I figured I'd start off by playing that. So enough of me talking. Here is Candy by Feeble Little Horse. But yes, that was my top song of the year. Exciting stuff. For the most part, I was pleased with my Spotify Wrapped. There is some embarrassing stuff in there. And that's that. That's how that usually goes, though. But I was pretty pleasantly surprised. Surprised and not surprised, I guess. And this next song is for my mom. My mom requested it. She is not listening at the moment because she has... Yeah, she requested that she's not listening, but that is because she has job training right now, starting a new job. Very proud of her. So, Mom, hope you're doing well in Virginia right now, in McLean. Not McLean, that's not how you say it. Yeah, I don't know. You're not listening, so none of this will be heard by you, unless maybe you listen later on. If it is, awesome. If not, that's okay. I don't mind speaking into the void about the fact that I love my mom. That's cool, too. So this is A Message to You, relieved by The Specials. Sorry, you know, sorry you started to play another song, a song I already played, actually. Whatever, keep going. I am a little bit floored right now because I started looking at my playlist because I create a playlist for each show I do just to, like, keep track of what I'm playing. And I realized just now that this is my 60th show, and that's a lot. Like, that's a lot of shows. I started March of my freshman year. Whoa, that is, yeah. That's a lot. 60 is a lot. Cool. Okay. I don't know. Now, I feel like I should do something to celebrate, but I don't think I will. Like, maybe I'll play some music maybe that I played also, like, during my first show ever, and, like, maybe be like, oh, I love the radio also, because this is one of the last times I get to do this before I leave for a semester. But, like, I don't really have anything special planned. I didn't think this one through, really. Which is not surprising for me. But I will play... This is a song I played on my first show. This is Procession by New Order. It's one of my favorite New Order songs. And I don't really play it enough. And then I heard it again the other day, and I was like, oh my god, I completely forgot about that song. And that sucks. Because it's a great one. So this is Procession by New Order to celebrate 60 episodes of Naive Melodies. You're welcome or I'm sorry, depending on how you look at it. So this is that song.
Thank you.
right, that was Procession by New Order. Now I'm trying to think of what I want to play next. I really could have this outlined a little bit better. My freshman year, back 2 years ago, that's so long ago. I used to like have everything mapped out super well. Like I would have all my songs mapped. Also, because we had to do it, the first two shows were remote, but I still would have everything fairly like planned out. I was like, this is what I'm listening to this. And it'll be like in this order, it'll be exact. And then now I get into the studio, I'm like, what do I want to listen to? Like, what should I play on air? And then I talk to buy more time, like I am right now. Okay, I am playing a Black Marble song. I like this band a lot, but I do not play, it's more than like, it's not really like a band, it's like an artist, but I don't play them very often. I also don't listen to them very often, which is weird because I really enjoy them. And I think they put out like really good stuff. I like pretty much any album or EP they've put out thus far, so I don't know why I don't listen to them very often. But this is MSQ No Extra from the first Black Marble album, A Different Arrangement. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
okay, I keep hitting the first song I played. This is, yeah, 60 shows and I still don't really know how to do this very well, I guess, is what my takeaway is. Yeah, what else am I also, if you heard the song go quiet at one point, that's because it did, and that's on me. I am cleaning the board a little bit, at the moment as I'm doing this, just kind of cleaning up our soundboard. Just going above and beyond for eBoard, always trying my best as music MD. That's what the music in MD stands for, music. So it would just be music department, so that makes no sense. But trying my best as a music director to, you know, really step it, really give it my all for the studio. Anyways, that was, I'm in a weird mood right now. I'm like weirded out that it's my 60th show, and I'm weirded out that it's one of my last ones before I go abroad. That feels so final and kind of scares me, but I'm going to just keep going. This is Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth. This is the first song I ever played on the radio. I guess I'm feeling a little bit sentimental, but I will not admit that. Yeah, so this is Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth.
Running in on me.
All right, that was Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth, and this next song is City of Bugs by The Cribs. I'm like looking at all these old playlists I have from older in my shows, or you know, earlier in my show, and there were so many songs I like forgot about that I really like. I'm like looking at some of these and I'm like, why haven't I not either played these or also just listened to them in so long? It's kind of crazy, but yeah, this is City of Bugs by The Cribs. Sorry, I like wanted to say it again because I kind of messed up. This is City of Bugs by The Cribs.
Thank you.
All right, that was City of Bugs by The Cribs. And I still am trying to figure out what I want to play next. I think I'm going to go with a Violent Femmes song. I'm going to go off, you know, their most famous album as well from 83, I think. But I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to think which one I want to do. I think I'm going to go with one of my favorites. This is Good Feeling by the Violent Femmes.
Always seem like you're leaving when I need you here just a little longer. Oh, dear lady, there's so many things that I've come to fear. Says I'm going crazy to see all my world disappear. Vague sketch of a fantasy, laughing at the sunrise like he's been up all night. Slipping and sliding, what a good time, but now have to find a bed that can take this way. Like you're leaving when I know the other one just a little too well. Oh, dear lady, won't you stay with me just a little longer? You don't always seem like you're leaving when I need you. Just a little longer. La 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 la.
This is Nate Bowman from Callous 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
All right, that was Good Feeling by the Violent Femmes, and then a PSA, not only because I have to, but because I really want to. Love a good PSA, but it's mostly because I have to. This next song is Careless by Beach Fossils. Hope you enjoy. All right, this next song is my Grams dedication. This is, if you're new here or if you're not, doesn't really matter. But I do a Grams dedication each and every week for my grandmother, Grams. Gramsy, I love you so much. Hope you're having a good day at work. I know I play this one for you a lot, but I know you like this one, so I just keep playing it. You gotta tell me. I want to hear more requests from you. I want to know more about what you want to hear. But this is With You by Valerie June. This one I play so much, I know, but I love this one, and I know you like this one a lot. And this was one, I remember you requested this one for me at some point in my freshman year, and it made me very happy, so this one's for you. Love you. The thing I love that song. The thing I don't like is that there's this clicking thing that happens at the very end that always, I feel like, sounds like it's coming from the studio, but it's just the song because it's like a demo. I don't know. But I love that one, and I love Grams so much, so I like to play that one for her. Yeah, and I don't know. I also just, it sounds almost like it could be like something Cranberries adjacent from like the 90s, and it, I don't know. It came out in 2017. I don't know a lot about Valerie June, but I like this song a lot. This next one is Baby by Donnie and Joe Emerson.
Making love as the time goes in on out.
All right, that is my last song of the show. Hope everyone has enjoyed and is having a good Monday. This is WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Lucy Melman, and this has been Naive Melodies. I hope everyone... I already said I hope you're having a good Monday, but I really hope you're having a good Monday then. Keep tuning in. There's a lot of good stuff. Danny's 9 p.m. show, Epic Moth Time. It's the last... last one for a while. Also, there's free samples at 11 with Ethan Walsey. Those are great shows you should definitely tune into. And have a great Monday. And thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. And yeah, have a good week.
Living in the past gets you nothing but a lonely heart. Living way too fast brings you right back to the very start. You never thought that you would get this far.